Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is that time of the week, a Fransky Friday, and what a time to do it as the Phillies sweep the Mets right out of Philadelphia with a magic number now of 5 to clinch the National League. Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. How are we doing, Scott?
Scott!
I mean, could you be doing any better?
No, not really. I mean, it's great. So. Scott, I have a question to ask you because you're there every day. It already felt like the momentum was changing, you know, with the Mets in this series. But did it felt to me like it made a hard turn when Lizardo made that catch that was screaming right at him. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that felt like, you know, the escape the first moment. But I think once he goes back out there and starts to get on a roll, then you start to see that, all right, you know, Phillies have done this a little bit. They have guys that, you know, might have a bad first or whatever, and they recover and they stay in the game and they keep their team in the game. And I think the feeling in the dugout the whole time is one of we can come back in this game. Mm-hmm. If Lizardo holds them here, we're going to come back because, you know, the Mets bullpen problems are pretty well documented. Felt like they had decent at-bats against Peterson. They definitely generated some traffic. So I think I don't know whether that one thing would have did it. But, I mean, you know, if that ball gets by, that inning could unravel even further. So who knows? Obviously, it put a stop to the bleeding, and they recovered from there.
Well, they did. Closed out by a dominant inning with Duran last night. And Scott, I'm going to ask you a question that I think would have sounded ridiculous on August 1st, but I feel like it's a legitimate question right now. Which one of the two Phillies trade deadline acquisitions has meant more, Harrison Bader or Jhoran Duran? I mean, I'm amazed at how great – I love him. He's so much fun to watch, and he's played like a star. I mean, we all said when they got him, he's a good player, not a star, but he's played like a star here in Harrison Bader.
He's played like a star. He's definitely played above his career norms. You know, I think he's done this defensively everywhere he's gone. He's been a really good defensive player. But what he's been able to bring them offensively has been off the charts and no doubt more than anybody expected. But I think he's also brought, you know, everybody down there will tell you he's brought a little life, little enthusiasm. You know, Rob Thompson calls it a little swagger to the clubhouse and to sort of the attitude. But I think as much as anything, just his performance in 7 games against the Mets as a member of the Phillies, pretty impressive and pretty important. And, you know, obviously a head-to-head matchup that you needed to fare well in. And, gosh, he's been way more than advertised. As for who's been more important, it's a pretty tough question. It's a pretty tough one to answer. I mean, Duran changes the complexion of the bullpen entirely. I think he changes the mental outlook for the players and even maybe some of the other bullpen guys, knowing that, look, you know, I still got my we still got a safety net back there in Duran. I'll get through my inning and pass the baton. And I think the players feed off the idea that, look, we know if we can scratch out a run, Duran's going to hold it. You know, so it's a reasonable question to ask because they both had a huge impact.
They really have. Scott, you mentioned mentality and how Duran has changed the mentality of the bullpen. One thing that as the year has played out, it's pretty clear that there's something about this team. I don't know if you call it mental toughness, resiliency, because they've had some down days or weeks and moments, series, right? The Mets series in April, the Pirates series in June, Mets again last month, the injury news to Wheeler, unfortunately. And if Scott, it just feels like every time it looks like it could go bad or they're in a bad spot or this thing is going the wrong way, they bounce back right away with a good run, whether it be a sweep or, you know, winning 10 out of 13. It feels like it's happened all year. Every time they've reached their lowest, they bounce right back with a really good streak.
Yeah, you know, we kind of asked a similar question to Lizardo last night on the postgame show and sort of framed in the idea that, you know, they went to New York in April and they lost all three, and then they go on a big run, right? They go on a huge run. The same thing happens now. They lose, you know, three in New York, and they go on a big run. They're 11-3 since then. And why that is, Luzardo really immediately mentioned the fact that there are so many veterans that have been down this road before. And they've seen so much baseball, and they understand how long the season is. And they understand that, you know, one series, both in a positive and a negative, they understand that one series does not a season make, does not define you, does not determine you, you know, your path going forward. They always keep that mentality that, look, you know, we won today or we lost today, but tomorrow's a new day, and we got to do new things tomorrow to try to win that game. And, sometimes it can be really tough for young players. It's certainly tough for fans to hold that viewpoint. you know, we get upset, we get high, we get low, we get all those things. But it's really, really important for those guys to be able to do that because it is such a long season. There are so many games. And they just know how to handle that, I think.
Well, they do. It's a group of vets, a group of guys that have been there a long time, and they welcome another vet in tonight. Scott, we're going to see Walker Buehler start this game tonight, and I thought it was a low-risk and potentially high-reward signing. I mean, this guy has been great in the postseason for the Dodgers. He closed it out last year. Scott, what are your thoughts on what we might get out of him? And really, with the way Nola pitched the other night, now I'm starting to kind of move my thoughts to if Buehler contributes in the postseason, maybe he could be a guy that comes out of the bullpen like that he did for the Dodgers a little bit last year. What's your thought on Buehler and what we might see tonight?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I know he's searching for something with his fastball. He's searching for a little more command and a little more, you know, a certain kind of feeling. And, you know, he threw a lot of pitches in his minor league tune-up, which in a way is a good thing because they wanted to make sure he was stretched out and he could handle the workload. And, you know, they'd probably let him, if he's pitching reasonably effectively, let him run to 90 pitches or so and see where that puts him. Again, it hasn't been a good year for him, but last year wasn't a good year for him either, and then he still performed well in the playoffs. So I think that gives you a sense of, you know, what he's capable of. And again, you're not asking for him to make 32 starts for you, right? This isn't an off-season move, right? This is, like you said, this is like, all right, maybe we catch lightning in a bottle. If we don't, we don't think it's really any harm, any foul here. Not costing anything. It's costing us a little bit in terms of time and resource, just putting some effort into who he is and what he's got. But I'm with you. I think the reward is high. The potential reward is high. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I thought it was a great low risk way to try to kick the tires on a guy to see if he's still got some mileage left.
Scott, this weekend is the Royals here in Kansas City, and then a trip to L.A. on Monday night for three with the Dodgers, and that feels like the last really big one before the postseason because the Phillies have a good hold over the Dodgers right now for that two seed. Obviously, yeah. That series will try to keep it. What's your anticipation and what your thoughts on from afar with the Dodgers? Because it looks like they have gotten healthy here, and we might see them again pretty quickly in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. I mean, obviously, the way it's padded out, like, you know, shaping up right now, is that they would be a second round, you know, the Phillies' first round matchup if they were to beat, you know, the Mets as it stands right now. So, yeah, it's a big series. Sounds like they'll get Ohtani. It sounds like they, you know, kind of scratched Ohtani and they're going to use him sometime in the Phillies series. And that makes sense on their end because it matters to them, right, to try to get a bye. And so this is their last chance to play head-to-head against the Phillies and try to catch them. And yeah, I, you know, obviously the Phillies are going to be thinking about clinching the division somewhere in there. And usually when you have those division clinch games, the next day you have the, you know, you have a roster full of backups running out there. Well, it may not be a situation where they want to do that necessarily. So I think it'll be interesting if they do clinch either, you know, on the eve of or sometime during that series with the Dodgers, because those games do matter a lot.
Yeah, I didn't thought of that. The timeline got moved up with the sweep over the Mets instead of maybe that
in a hurry.
Yeah, I was
theoretically it could happen before the end of the weekend.
It could,
You know, before they leave on Sunday, it could happen. But again, a lot has to go their way. But things are going their way right now.
They really are. Scott, let's end with good news, but still we have to see how it fully plays out, which was Trey Turner, and they got the results back from the MRI, and it's a grade one hamstring, which way better than last year, and it puts him on track to be back for the start of the playoffs. Scott, if you had to guess, because when the reports came out and the Phillies talked about it, it sounded like they said, feel good about the playoffs and maybe before the end of the regular season. Scott, I'm of two minds of it. One, I want to give him the most rest as possible because it's an important player, an important hamstring. But if he doesn't come back before the playoffs, that's a long layoff without him getting any at-bats. What's your thought on playing him that last week if he's ready versus, hey, Trey, just rest that hamstring and get ready for game one of the playoffs?
Pretty sure if he's ready, he's going to get at-bats. But then again, that's only if he's ready. But I do think they'll run him out there to get some at-bats. If he's healthy, they're not going to put him in jeopardy. They're certainly not going to risk making it take any longer. And, you know, sometimes those leg injuries, especially for guys that live on their legs, like Trey, there can be a mental block as well to sort of let it go and, you know, in terms of running down the line. But I do think they will try to get him some reps. And if there's the chance to do that in those final few games against Minnesota, again, that'd be a pretty quick turnaround for an injury like this. But if that was a possibility, I think they would try it.
All right. Hopefully it's quick and hopefully he's back and ready to go and himself for the postseason. They need him. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening and we all want wins over Kansas City this weekend. So let's get him, Scott.
Have a good one, Scott.
Let's finish it up.
There he goes. Scott Fransky there, the voice of the Phillies.
He sounds kind of excited.
Of course he's excited.
Yeah, I'm just saying he sounded excited.
Well, he's getting ready for postseason baseball.
Yeah.
That one thing he brought up that I didn't think of. So, Hugh, the series is in Los Angeles, right? Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, they play the Dodgers. The Dodgers are chasing the Phillies for the two seed.
That sounds crazy.
I know.
I mean, it just sounds crazy.
But the Phillies are in a good spot, right? I would say as long as we get one in L.A., they're going to still be in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be great. Obviously, if they sweep the Dodgers, they're burying them for the two seed. But Scott brought something up. Usually when a team clinches, the next day all the backups play because what happens? The starters celebrate all night. I wonder if they don't do that if it's the Dodgers series. You can't just hand the Dodgers a free win as they're chasing you in the division.
So you're saying do you party like a rock star?
Maybe you do not if it's around the Dodgers series because you got to go out there the next day and play the Dodgers.
Work needs to be done.
I hadn't thought of that. That was an interesting point. And Walker Buehler tonight, his first start as a Philly. We'll keep our eye on that one. How great was it though to bury the Mets? I mean, you guys wanted 3 out of 4. I said I would take the two out of the four. But once we got to 3, I was like, oh, this is great. Just sweep them.
Yeah. Feed me the Mets in the playoffs.
You've gone all the way now.
I have done a complete 180.
Okay.
Feed
okay
me the Mets.
Well,
if they stink.
If it holds the way it is now, we will be able to watch the Mets and Dodgers play in the first round and get to choose our fighter.
And I will be rooting for the Mets. Ooh, that
sounded weird.
Yeah.
It sounded weird coming out.
I might dump that.
Yeah, I think you might have to. It's almost too like late. A curse. But you might not be the only one after the way this week happened. All right, 215-592-9494. For our Twitter question, we have quite a few up today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center Eagles.com. All right, quite a few polls out there today. I'm obviously starting with the game itself on Sunday. Do you expect an Eagles win on Sunday? 86% voting the opposite of Hugh Douglas with yes, expecting the win on Sunday. What are you, hopeful? Hopeful,
Hugh? I hope they win, yeah.
It sounds so timid.
I mean, it's the way the question was presented
to me. But
I mean, because I know that they're going to come out swinging. Kansas City's going to come out swinging. They might be a little banged up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still a pretty formidable animal.
They're underdogs.
You're such an Eagles doubter.
I know.
I was thinking about, I watched this documentary the other day.
Which one?
It was on the honey badger.
Okay.
And how the honey badger ain't afraid of nobody, right? So it was a pack of wild dogs.
Not the guy that played for the Saints. And
this is like
the
for real honey badger.
Gotcha. What are you talking about?
And they had one where the honey badger got attacked by a bunch of dogs, right?
Okay.
And it fought all the dogs, and the dogs were like biting the honey badger and stuff like that.
Right.
But they couldn't get through the honey badger's tough skin.
So the Chiefs are the honey badger?
No, I just felt like telling the story.
I don't give a shit.
I just felt like telling.
How does that apply?
I mean, because they're tough, and they.
I know
they,
it's like, the Chiefs are the honey badger. You,
worst story I've ever heard.
Not the worst.
It was really bad.
No,
really
but bad. I'm just saying the honey badger kind of, you know, it's tough little animal.
So you're afraid of the Chiefs?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, you just can't overlook your opponent. Like, the dogs attacked the honey badgers, like six of them.
Yeah.
And they
that guy was right. You are the most negative one on the show.
I know. It actually was a clairvoyant point. Yeah.
And the honey badger was fighting them.
Oh, my goodness.
And they couldn't do nothing with him, so they just gave up. I don't know how that correlates
Eagles
to what
are gonna
we're talking
give up.
I don't know how that correlates Excuse to the me. Story, but it was the toughness of the honey badger that it might. You just basically, I was trying to say, don't overlook your opponent.
I'm not That's overlooking I'm them. I just think the Eagles are better.
No,
than
because
them.
You're, you know, Kyle there, talking about killing folks and destroying teams, and
winning by a lot. Let's just clarify that.
A lot of dumps necessary this segment. Yeah, just like winning by a large margin.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Killing
folks. Yeah, that is.
That wasn't the best phrasing.
No, it wasn't. All right, who won the debate, Jolly or Elliot? You'd be shocked to who's winning this poll.
Yeah.
Well, who's losing the poll? Mm-hmm. Elliot's losing the poll.
Seriously?
Of course. Do you think if you put my name, Elliot's name, Spike's name, or DeCamera's name into a poll, we just lose the poll?
Because they don't like you.
Yeah, I mean, at least that's what happens on
People
Twitter.
Don't listen.
Well, if they heard the
that just. The way you played that and the time you played it was just not right.
Yeah. All right, I got to put everyone on the spot. Who won the debate? Elliot or Jolly?
Oh, Jolly kicked his ass 6-0.
For the sake of being petty, like Kyle, I'm gonna go Jolly because Jolly, for whatever reason,
it would eat Elliot alive if everybody told him. That he
so I need your help with this because I scored the debate and I have it pretty close, but I have a tiebreaker. I need to figure out the tiebreaker. What was your opinion on Elliot throwing the clickbait thing back at him?
I really like that.
It was petty.
So
I respect.
Jolly's done this to me. He's done it to Spike, and now he did it to Elliot. Elliot chose to throw it right back at him. No, you're using clickbait. You thought it was. What did you think it
was? I thought it was petty. So I respect that. I respect that.
Well, if we're using that on Elliot's side, then I scored the debate for Elliot. I believe Elliot Shore Parks won the debate. I don't even agree with Elliot, but I thought he won the debate over Jolly. Our last Twitter poll, should the Eagles force feed the ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday? Hugh, this is interesting how close this one is. 55% say no. 45% say yes, force feed the ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday.
Force feed is interesting.
Because that means you're really
trying to get him involved in the game plan. I mean, I get what you're saying because you want to appease him. You don't want happy A.J. Brown, I think, is better for everybody. But at the same time, what if you're going into the game and I don't think it's going to happen, but they say, hey, we're not going to let A.J. Brown beat
us. They're doubling him, right.
Yeah. They're not going to let A.J. Brown have a good game. Then you put yourself in a position where it could be a detriment to the team. And I don't think you want to do that.
Well, of course not. It's almost like small picture, big picture, right?
Yeah.
Like the game is small picture. The season is the big picture. And in the big picture, I think they need to get him involved just to keep. I just feel that wide receivers with big personalities, there's only so long this lasts.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be in a position, in a situation where he's truly disgruntled.
Right. And look.
Because you're going to need him.
Think about last year. From October on, in terms of team success, you couldn't have had it any better, right? They didn't lose a game with the starting quarterback the entire time, you would think everyone's happy. And yet he wasn't happy. So this season's probably going to be a little bit more up and down. It's going to be less easy to win all those games in a row. I need him on board with everything. And we heard it last segment. He didn't love the idea of a participation trophy. He wants the football. I want to throw him the ball on the first play of the game. Where do you guys come down on the AJ thing? And are the Eagles going to win this game? Do you expect them to? 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester up on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, I expect the Eagles to romp this weekend. It's fun. I was thinking about, last year I actually kind of expected them to stomp them in the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't say anything. And I guess it's just because of decades of disappointment. And anytime you got your heart up, you felt good about something, you got your heart torn out. And I think we're at a point now in Philadelphia with our sports teams that you can just kind of let it go again. And I think that they're going to plow them this weekend.
Yeah, there's a sense of like calm and confidence that is not typical, right? Like usually, like we got to go. Hugh's the only one living in the past. The rest of us are like, nah, they're better than the Chiefs. And Hugh's like, history and Andy.
I'm just giving you what my assessment of the situation. That's all.
Yeah, well, the third eye and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
third eye.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's somewhat uncomfortable or just an unusual feeling that I'm trying to embrace and accept. But yeah, I really think it's going to be another mauling. Just looking at the way that I know it's not the same offensive line as, defensive line as we had last year, but just the way it just seemed like a wave going over them. And I just want to see Patrick Mahomes get hammered again.
Oh, I think we all do. I don't know if you saw it last week, Andy. Did you see when he was out by the sidelines and he kind of took a cheap shot at the Chargers corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that, Hugh?
I think I saw when he pushed him or something.
Well, because, in the last few years, he does this thing where he'll kind of flop out of bounds. Yeah. Like, he'll bait you into pushing him. Or the one thing he did last year was, like, pretend he was going to go out of bounds and then duck underneath for, like, 10 more yards.
Yeah.
You know what I want the Eagles? If he does that thing where he's tiptoeing around the sidelines, Andy, I just want whoever it is, whether it's Nolan or Cooper, just blast him. I mean, like, not let him dictate the terms of if he's going out of bounds or running through you. Enough of that stuff.
Take the penalty if need be.
You know, I'm with you. I would take a 15-yard. You know why? Because if Cooper, let's just say it's Cooper. If Cooper rocks him by the sideline, he lands on his throwing shoulder, he's not doing that stuff anymore.
Yeah, because who was it last night? Didn't Jordan Love, he bucked one of the corners?
Jordan Love did. Yeah, because you know what happens? I think the corners, when it's D-backs, they slow down so they don't get the penalty.
Yeah, and he got bucked.
Yeah, no, he ran him over. All right, Andy, what do you got? Who do you want to go in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
Reality.
That's a good one.
Boy, reality is like a -400 favorite in that one. Andy, I like it. Hugh versus reality.
That's good. I am in reality.
You'd be flailing against reality.
No, I'd beat reality's ass all day. Reality.
We give you reality every day, and you lose.
Because y'all don't know
reality,
what y'all talking about.
Reality dominates you on a regular basis.
Y'all know what y'all
it's -400
about.
Reality against Hugh in a ring. I mean, it's not even close.
Telling people to live their truth.
Live your truth, man. Mm-hmm. Live your truth.
But we don't, yeah.
So, like, the antithesis of reality, by the way.
No, I'm saying live your truth. Yeah. I mean, it's just, if it's not a lie if you believe it. That's how it usually goes.
That's the George Costanza line, yeah.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yep.
Well,
it is. But, yeah, but you just.
If you believe it, it's not a lie. Well, it's your truth.
That's how George beat the polygraph test, because he just went in there and said.
That's how Elliot beat it, too.
I think Elliot just truly lives in the world of his takes, and that's he just goes all in. And by the way, we have I see Spike Eskin here weighed in on the Elliot and Jolly debate today.
What do you say?
Spike said, this is his tweet, Elliot eviscerated Jolly in today's debate. Regardless of how you feel about the topic, Elliot roasted Jolly. No disrespect to Jolly, who got obliterated.
Wow, so he's saying 5-1.
Well, I believe Spike thinks he also beat Jolly. I don't think Spike accepts that. Some believe he lost his own debate.
4-2 then.
No, but see,
what debates has Jolly won? Can anyone answer this?
All of them.
He beat you.
You voted me the winner that day.
Well,
which
for,
that tells me
same,
you are being annoying.
I am being annoying.
Because you're trying to get me upset again for no reason. None.
I'm sitting here and I was just so surprised that it bothered you as much as it did. When he said it.
Because it's BS. And we all know it. All right? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, you can weigh on the phones on all this stuff. Elliot Jolly, who won the debate? Do you expect the Eagles to win? They're favorites in the game. And I got Hugh over here trying to, like, throw cold water on the Eagles as favorites in the game. Now, I expect them to win the game on Sunday. And should they force feed the ball to AJ? I want the first pass of the game to go to AJ Brown just to get everyone back on the same page. 58 minutes without a target is just not going to work long term. I think we all know that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, Mike Tyson. 40 minutes from now, he'll be with us to talk about his show. We have those tickets for you. Who do you want to step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? Best answer we get wins those tickets. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your mattress has been playing soft lately, which sounds crazy, it's time to make a move. The Red Tag Clearance event is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and the savings are serious. Now you can save up to 60% on all top brands like Sealy, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Even better, floor models are up to 70% off while supplies last. Plus, people, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Y'all hear me talk about this adjustable base. You can move your bed up and down, you know, and make it vibrate and do all the other stuff. Especially if your mattress playing soft, you might want to, you know, have your mattress being able to, you know, do all that other good stuff. Don't wait. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today, where you can shop like a pro and sleep like a champ. And when you do, make sure you tell them Hugh Douglas told you to stop by and get a mattress, and just tell them I said hi. The Red Tag Clearance event is happening now only at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find the location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we got to figure out if we're saved or screwed based on the referee assignment. And we know.
That's funny.
We know what happens at Kansas City sometimes, right? You know, sometimes
home
a little.
Cooking.
No. Well, a little home cooking sometimes there. We'll see.
We dropped that narrative, though. I tried to tell everybody before the Super Bowl.
People didn't like that.
No.
Well, it didn't matter, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was just trying to live in reality.
Oh, that was wasn't that when people said they saw on Facebook that Andy Reid was suing the NFL?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a wild day. All right, 215-592-9494.
Is that the same guy that said he talked to Alec Boehm?
I believe it was. Messenger? Yeah. This, less information for Facebook is probably the best.
Get off Facebook.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to do things. All right, we'll get to all that. 1 o'clock coming up in 30 minutes from right now. Iron Mike Tyson will be with us. And speaking of Mike Tyson, we have those tickets for you. A pair of tickets giveaway today. Return to the Mic, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd. We got a pair today, so this will be our last pair to give away the tickets today. You can go on Ticketmaster.com right now to buy your tickets. We got a pair for you. And one of our winners this week, could be you today, will win an overnight stay the night of the show. So it's a pretty great prize to see Mike Tyson's show. We'll ask him about it coming up at 1. His upcoming flight with Floyd Mayweather, which should be great. And the way you win those tickets, just tell us who you want to see in the ring with Hugh Douglas, which I'm now imagining every one of these answers in the ring. So we got McGregor. That'd be a good one. The Gorilla versus the 100 men versus the Gorilla.
The Gorilla, that's great.
Michael Smith, your former coworker.
Yeah, he can get these.
Jim Miller.
That's been the one that he was like, yeah.
I know.
Oh, no, man.
Jim Miller's Revenge.
No, I could tell you stories. It was a dark time. Yeah. I'm going to leave it like that, but I definitely want that.
We also had you against Reality, which is...
That'd be a good fight.
That's a great one. You'd be a big underdog in that one there. All right, let's get to Pat in Denver up on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. You guys are cracking me up, as always.
What's up,
as
Pat?
Jolly destroyed ESP.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, you got to... Give him this belt. He's undefeated.
No, stop. Pat, he's not undefeated.
That's what gets you.
That's not undefeated.
Bad things happen in Kansas City. I'm just going to put it that way. But there's no such thing. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss. And Jolly, with all of his passion, put it out there. And ESP might have been... a master debater in high school, but Jolly did his thing.
So let me ask this before you go on. So I think you, in debates, I think you could agree with the other side, but not think they won the debate. So I'm with you guys. Like I don't think it's an acceptable loss. I think Jolly's more right than Elliot. It just took Jolly a long time to get to why the Chiefs aren't that great right now. It took him like 10 minutes to say, "Hey, both their starting receivers are out." I feel like he needed to throw that in earlier to shut Elliott up.
I mean, we're older guys. It kind of takes us a little while to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, Hugh gets that. You're right.
And Jolly doesn't take my calls, by the way.
But, really?
He's
still voting for him, even though Jolly's ignoring him.
I know. I'm voting for him, and I love Jolly. Jolly, he's got the greatest cuts from WIP. But, Hugh... Do you really think that you can beat Conor McGregor in a fight?
Pat, were you listening to the show this morning?
Which one? Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's okay to say no. We're not going to take it.
If you missed the part, it's okay.
Nobody said that I could beat Conor McGregor. I said that I wouldn't fight him fair. That's what I said. When I said I was beating Conor McGregor, I was talking about I wouldn't fight him fair. Like, I'm not about to be in an MMA ring with an MMA fighter fighting him fair. What are you talking about?
You think a straight killer Irishman's going to fight fair?
I don't care if he was Japanese. What about what I just said? Did you not get? I said I'm not fighting fair.
Okay,
let me just say that. What is your definition of fair? Because I think that's what we're stuck at.
If there's no holds barred, exactly what's coming.
I'm asking you, what is your definition of fair? Because I don't think you understand what I'm saying when I said I'm not fighting fair. I'm not talking about biting him or pulling his hair, anything like that. I'm talking about bringing a weapon with me into the ring. What are you talking about?
Not fair.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not fighting fair. What do y'all don't understand? Because this is like, I guess this is a cultural thing, because when I said not fight fair, I think everybody knew what I was talking about, but you, Pat. Because I thought you meant
below the belt stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's below the belt. I'm going to hit you with a chair. I'm going to bring a brick.
A brick.
I'm going to bring a bat.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, I ain't fighting fair.
It's a hardcore match.
This man has been trained to fight.
Yeah.
That's what part about when I said being punched in the face, that's different that y'all didn't get?
I think we need a promoter on this. Let's make this happen.
Listen. I didn't understand.
I know you didn't understand. That's why I'm telling you.
You're bringing weapons to the fight. And
that's what about fair do you not get?
Well, he didn't think you went that to that level, I think. Just like kind of not fair.
This man gets punched in the face for a living.
It's his job, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So why am I fighting somebody that lives on getting punched in the face?
Well, listen, I'm on your side. I want you to win.
What did y'all see? That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand what fair means. I'm not fighting fair. I'm with some little Slim Jims that the cops be using when they want to get people to settle down. Yeah. Settle down. Bow!
All right.
Slim Jim.
Speaking of bad things happen in Kansas City, I don't like the Eagles to go in there and win this week. I'm kind of with you on this. I wish I wasn't. I'm going to root for them, but I got a 27-20.
All right, 27-20, you guys. So you're with Hugh on this one. And who do you want to see him fight?
I already said Conor McGregor. I mean,
Yeah, so you're just doubling down on McGregor.
Okay, terrible answer. It's already been said.
All right, Pat, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I think he just wanted to go over the McGregor thing. He didn't have a new one.
Yeah, I think that's a cultural thing because I think when I said I didn't fight fair, I think most people knew exactly what
I meant.
Well,
I guess we didn't realize how unfair you would go.
Oh, very much so unfair.
Yeah. You're going for the win.
Yeah. I'm putting Conor McGregor to sleep. Quick.
Robert in Exton. What's up, Robert?
Hey, fellas. How are you today?
Hey, Robert.
Hugh, first of all, I wanted to just recognize I had the opportunity of meeting you back in 2004. It was the first autism auction that the Eagles had. And one of the experiences was sitting in the WIP office radio room with you and Angelo and Rhea and so on and so forth. So I had an opportunity to meet with you. I think that's when you really were beginning your career.
Sounds kind of like it does sound like that. Yeah.
Yep. So, but guys, I need to put something away because I'm really exhausted of hearing that Jalen doesn't like the coach and the coach doesn't like this one and Jalen and AJ have issues. Did anybody see the end of that Super Bowl and the conversation those two men had? Did anybody see that? And the way they speak with one another. The one thing we all know about Jalen wants to win. He's going to use all the resources he can. But why isn't the passing game working? Well, I think, number one, is play calling. I think that's been a problem for the better part of a few years now. And the other thing is, it's the elephant in the room, as I like to say. It's the O-line. You know, everybody wants to, we have the best O-line in the business. Well, maybe running the ball we do. But passing the ball, we have it. And Jalen's yardage has gone down year after year after year because of that pass blocking that I believe is an issue on this team. And in my mind...
It's anything but Jalen, I guess.
Say it again?
So, Robert, do you put... I'm going to ask a question. He usually has one of the highest times to throw in the NFL. So how do you view the pass protection as an issue? Now, maybe once in a while, like a certain spot will have a bad day. But it feels like most of the time they protect him and give him a lot of time to throw in terms of just the raw numbers and seconds he has to throw.
Well, fellas, I must be watching with one eye closed because I don't see that. I just don't see that. I see a lot of pressure on him. And with that pressure, it doesn't give him the time to hold the ball. Even when you used the game this past weekend as an example. I mean, look, he had a little protection, but he was running all over the place with the team on his back because he did not have the protection to throw the ball down the field. The other side of it is play calling and how they utilize AJ. To me, you know, AJ, he's in the same spot all the time.
This is out of control.
So that's my opinion. I know you disagree because see,
it's ridiculous.
We disagree. We see it different. Robert,
One more thing, guys. See, Hugh, the problem with the youth today is they just don't accept the wisdom of their elders. That's the problem with it.
You're just trying to get on Hugh's good side here. That's all.
I respected the way the man wore the uniform, fellas, and the way he performed.
Well, I did too. I don't know what happened to him since then, but I did.
He fell off.
He fell off since then. Robert, what do you got for us? Who would you like to see get in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
There's only one man, guys.
Who's that?
That's Jack Del Rio.
Robert, that's a good answer. Robert,
Jack about 2 inches taller than me, though.
Good job, Robert.
But I got leverage.
The Jack Del Rio, I mean, he embarrassed you on live TV. He fired you on television.
Not, he kind of not really.
Well, I mean, he tried to.
I mean, no, it was like, see, I feel like you came in strong with that because of the whole Jolly debate thing. I feel like you know.
No, I want you to fight Jack Del Rio in a ring. I mean, that's all. I think it'd be funny.
I feel like you tried to jab me a little bit with that one. Like with the embarrassment thing, I feel.
Well, because I distinctly remember you saying I won the debate two Junes ago, and today, conveniently,
I'm just saying, Joe,
as I'm off my square, instead of saying Jolly, he beat you. I called it then. You egg Jolly on to get me upset.
I just feel like when you said he embarrassed me, you put a little something on that though. It just felt like
I think the audience would agree. He tried to embarrass you on television.
Oh wait, no, he succeeded. So hold on, let me get this straight.
Yeah, can we unpack Robert's thought on the passing game?
The O-line can't pass block. Wrong.
Hey, live your truth, Robert.
Why don't you tell, just because Robert, you and him are both
no,
older
can you just
than
disagree with somebody for once?
No, besides us?
Just like how it gets under you guys' skin.
Okay. So Robert's contention was the O-line not quite as good as everyone says.
Who is it? Landon was a little banged up.
This particular game. Yeah, but he meant over years now.
Oh.
Years.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the play calling's never good. And the O-line, not good at pass blocking. It's actually one of the best in the league.
What I think is interesting is we unpack the passing game, which there's different ways to look at it.
It can't possibly be Jalen's fault.
Well, okay. Their passing yards per game has gone down steadily since 22, right? And I know they have Saquon since last year.
Saquon Barkley.
So that's going to take – the game script's going to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he used the play calling as the problem. Think about how many different play callers we've had here.
Mm-hmm.
So either they're all bad. It's almost like we're – there's the one constant, and we're blaming the one variable. Yep. Like the constant, it's the constant.
Even if you like love Jalen and think he's the greatest quarterback ever, like if you had to pick a flaw of his, it's that he holds on to the ball too long sometimes.
Always been. And now sometimes he can make plays off that with his legs. Like last week he held the ball forever, but he still played well because what he decided to do instead of throw at Hugh was run impactfully. So they won. But he does hold the ball a lot.
I think if you're being fair and balanced, that is a good assessment.
He holds the ball, yeah.
Right, but we don't. That's not.
Oh, finally.
That's not the.
So not
world,
just not just that, live your truth.
Are you gonna let me finish before you cut me off?
No.
It was. That's, I'm annoyed. That's not the wheelhouse that the caller chose to live in. He wanted to move the line a little bit, and that's why I say, live your truth.
No.
Why do you do this?
Stop. Because it's irritating.
It's so irritating, actually.
And that's why
it really is.
Oh, that was so funny.
At what point do facts have to matter in the conversation?
Well,
I'm just asking.
When it comes to sports, especially when it comes to sports, we have gotten to the point where we massage and we move the line so much a lot of times to make our point that I just feel like we're at the point now. It's like, hey man, live your truth.
I'm going to ask you a legitimate question,
and I will answer legitimately.
So when our caller called in and he said, he doesn't see it the same way. He feels Jalen's under pressure a lot.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it that way, but yeah.
Okay, I don't either. But I think some may point out, hey, he got sacked 7 times in that Rams playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Others would say he took 7 sacks.
Yes.
When a quarterback gets sacked, I mean, this was your job to go get them. How much of it is
his fault?
His fault versus the O-line. Because I think I think some quarterbacks are better at avoiding sacks because they get rid of the ball quickly, so they make their O-line look better. And then this is not even about Jalen, just in general.
Just in general.
Some hold, there is good protection, they hold it too long, and eventually an offensive lineman's going to lose, right? They can't hold a block for 5 seconds.
Yeah, because the thought process is, ball has to be out in 3 seconds. This is, just say 3 seconds for the sake of this argument. A lot of offensive linemen are trained to block for that long, you know, and some guys, you know, your job is to beat that 3 seconds. Now, there might be times where, because of the coverage on the back end, that you can get a quarterback to hitch or throw and pull it back, and then you're supposed to be there. And if he goes beyond that, you're told to throw it away, you know. So to answer your question, Joe, a lot of times it's more coverage sacks, I would say, then guys actually getting beat. What I mean by that is when you get the quarterback to go to his second read, that to me could probably be considered a cover sack because he didn't hit his primary receiver. You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you could factor that. You could say that's a cover sack. So a lot of times it's more like that than anything.
Yeah, I think some people just it's the same thing. We see a sack, like whose fault was that? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the quarterback's maybe more at fault than we think, just kind of like, oh, the offensive line must have stunk that day. Sometimes it is the offensive line stinking. All right, before we go any further, here we always do, we roll this out for the big games, and this feels like a big one on Sunday. Eagles-Chiefs, so we got to check in here. Are we saved or are we screwed with this referee assignment? All right, so on Sunday, Alex Kemp, his ref crew is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got some good news, and then I've got potential not good news. All right, so the good news is this. His crew ranked number 2 for offensive holding penalties per game, and they were number 1 last week. So if we're looking at the O-lines, the Eagles' offensive line is better, more veterans, more cohesive. You would think they'd have less holding calls because mm-hmm. they're just better. The Chiefs guys are not as good. Okay, so that would give you a sense of
an advantage to us.
We're saved. Also, home teams slightly under 500 against the spread in Kemp's game. So he doesn't favor the home team. But he does have a pretty famous moment where people thought he was favoring the Chiefs. This was last year. I think it was week 2. Chiefs-Bengals. Bengals almost had him. And there was a pass interference that was kind of controversial. Let's hear how that sounded last year.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, so that if you remember that play last year, Chiefs are going down the field, down in the game, and it was incomplete. I think it was a fourth down too. That would have ended the game. The Chiefs would have lost the game. The Bengals would have went to Kansas City and won. And you heard the call from Jim Nantz, like he didn't see a flag, and then that flag came in there late, and that was kind of the drumbeat starter where people said the refs were favoring the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was Alex Kemp's crew. So some of the stats say we should be in good shape considering the way they call penalties, but I don't know. If we have a weird call on Sunday,
we're going to talk about that. And yeah. And not only that, man. And I know I said it earlier, but you got to be careful going into this game when you've been suspended and they're looking for something.
Carter.
Yeah, Carter and Nolan, for that matter.
Oh, because Nolan had the taunting.
You don't want to give them anything to be keen about, Because, you know, the NFL probably is looking to say, hey, man, make sure you watch Carter. Make sure he's not doing this, that, or the third.
Right.
So you don't want to give them anything.
All right, let's grab Mike at Summerdale talking about the idea of throwing that ball to AJ and feeding the ball. What's up, Mike?
All right, first thing, boys, I don't disagree with anybody's call. I don't disagree with anybody's call because, you know what, people's takes and what they feel and how they feel is cool. And I get all that, and I respect that. But we remember when Jalen was forcing the ball to AJ in the middle of that collapse season, right? We didn't like that. And I'm not saying don't get the guy the ball. I'm not saying don't give this guy his touches. But if he goes, if Jalen throws for 300 and it goes to Devontae and Dotson, but, you know, AJ only gets three catches, are we arguing that we still don't have a passing game, or are we now arguing that AJ's a problem and there's a problem in the locker room? What I just don't understand forcing the ball to someone just to make this look prettier. I feel like the flow of the game needs to be what it is. And this team is a potential. This team's a running team.
Yeah.
That's what they are. I understand they have a lot of money. I hear you, Joe, all the time. The investment of the receivers. I get that, and I'm not arguing that. But you have two receivers that flow as the season progresses. Now, I will say, with going back to the defense, I just have to put it because I don't call a lot. And this goes for Hugh. Hugh, you're nuts, bro. Defenses matter, man. Like, I don't mean to be thrown at you, dude, but you should be a defensive player. You should know. Having a defense that's solid helps. I mean, obviously, that's the reason why we won the Super Bowl, dude. I mean, get it off your plate, please. We had how many sacks did we have in that game? The guy looked confused.
Mike, are you finished?
Come on, Hugh.
Are you finished?
No, you're better. Go ahead. I love you, man. Go ahead, Hugh. I love you my whole
life. I think he was going to hit you with you're better than that.
No, and don't hit me with I'm better than that. But, Mike, that's my take.
No.
May I please speak?
Go ahead.
And my take was based in the fact, who makes the most money on this team, Mike? Who are the highest paid players on this Philadelphia Eagles team?
The offense.
So when you hear me say defenses are a luxury, not a necessity, I'm talking about financially because on this
team. Well,
all right, Mike, are you going to let me finish? Because I'm trying to explain it to you. You called in here attacking me about my take. Now I'm defending my take, right?
Good.
So my point was that when you look at this team and the way that it's built, even though the defense played as well as it did, they have all the resources allocated to the offensive side of the ball. So much so, Mike, that we've been here talking about we need a corner. And what did we go do? We went out and got another running back. So when I say that, I know it might not align with the way that you think, but there's some thought that I put into when I make takes like that. A phenomenal take, I should say.
AI
has confirmed that was a phenomenal take, Joe.
No,
before
just
you let me go.
Just notable.
Before you let me go.
Phenomenal.
I totally agree with you. I agree with you, and that's great. You, I do. Right? Before you let me go.
I don't have the control of the phone.
Jalen Carter is not on the field. This defense.
Yeah, he's staying on.
So much better when Jalen Carter's on the field.
No doubt about that. How much money does Jalen Carter make?
For now, he's about to get. And
that's
then when he gets paid after this year, you're cooked.
Okay, after he gets paid, then maybe.
Oh.
But not so much.
Mike, we got him. We got him pinned down. All right, Mike, before you go.
So subject.
Mike, good call, Mike.
Mike, we need you. Who do you want to fight Hugh?
You know what, Hugh, you don't remember this, but it was my cousin that was down the Brigada that time. Well, back in like 2003, you had a conflict with.
Yeah, I hit buddy.
I would love you to get in the ring because he's old.
Hey, listen.
And you whip his ass.
No, you know what? Tell your cousin that he can still get these hands to this day.
Because
he was out of pocket.
Oh, Mike.
That's not my shining moment.
I was there. He was out of pocket.
He was out of pocket.
Oh, my goodness. Mike, good phone call, man. We got Mike Tyson coming up here. A story of a headbutt leading right to Mike Tyson. I mean, it doesn't get any more perfect than that.
Listen,
headbutting's crazy, man.
You
got to be a different kind of cat.
Yeah.
To headbutts. Well, we'll talk about it in the break.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls. We got guests to take next hour. Same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs. And you may have heard of him, Mike Tyson. He joins us next to talk about his show. his upcoming flight with Floyd Mayweather as well. All coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This college football season is delivering weekly showdowns you don't want to miss. And right now, all customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can score a 50% prop boost for this week's big match on campus between Georgia and Tennessee. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your prop boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you get paid instantly when you win. Use your boosts on bets like spreads, over-unders, team props, everything. Don't wait. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app. Boost your next bet on this week's marquee game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.